Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Weekly Planet, official podcast of comicbookmovie.com, where we talk movies and TV shows and comics. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, my co-host, Nick Mason.
I'm here. Yeah. How do I sound?
You sound great.
Like a
bloody superstar.
Yes. That's what he said earlier.
And then I said, a podcast superstar.
Oh, nuts.
That's exactly the conversation we had not 30 seconds ago.
Oh, Weekly Planet exclusive. Something we said before the podcast. How about that?
I wish I recorded that.
What have you been doing this week?
Not much, man. Just doing some of this stuff. What we're doing now. But
I've been growing a beard.
Yeah, I like your beard. Growing it out.
Full beard.
Full beard.
So listeners, please adjust your fan art and erotic slash fiction if you could.
You need to adjust your Twitter profile.
Nah.
Someone could fill it in for you.
I guess that's true, yeah.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah. Do some kind of Photoshop and just fill that all out as poorly as you can.
As I've done on my face.
That's correct. Yeah. Less. I thought there'd be more red or something. Did you say you got little red bits in it?
I got some red in there.
All right. We'll see what happens.
Some red under the bed.
I don't know what that means.
Something to do with communism. I don't know.
Okay, gotcha.
It's one of those catchy ways in the 50s they would.
You slap it on a poster. Yeah. You make a school kid say it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I know. Mm-hmm. All right. Straight to the news. And by that I mean, have we delayed the news enough?
Yes.
All right. Let's do it. So the Ubisoft Motion Pictures CEO, he was talking about the Assassin's Creed movie. Oh, by the way, it's New York Comic Con this weekend.
Sure is.
So some things have happened.
Some things will continue to happen after this show.
Almost certainly.
Better things, probably, because they save them for the second day. So
that's it.
We'll talk about them next week when they've already been talked to death.
Correct. Anyway, this the Ubisoft CEO, he said that the Assassin's Creed movie will be like Batman Begins and Blade Runner combined. Do you think, when they say Blade Runner, are they referring to the future, or are they referring to there's a man running with a blade? Like, what are they?
Yeah, you've made a very good point there, haven't you? Yeah.
Thank you.
Maybe they mean the original, the Blade Runner.
What's like the, not the book?
No, there's like one prior to that, like prior to
Do Androids.
Philip K. Dick's, I think, yeah. That I think is about a man, you know, who steals black market organs.
Really?
Which, again, I don't think is anything to do with
same
Assassin's Creed.
Same universe?
No, different universe.
Same author, though?
No, different author. It's just the same name. It's a real thing. I'm not making it up.
I believe
or
you.
Or maybe I am making it up.
There's no way of knowing.
There's no way of knowing these That's days. It.
Yeah, look, do you think anything has done an origin story as well as Batman Begins since Batman Begins? I'm sure there's a, like, you know, Marvel obviously have done it. But, but you know, that kind of gritty kind of, this is real.
Yeah.
This is real now. It's the real world. You know, like that.
It's real. You can leap off a building into a haystack and you're fine because it's real, though. It's real. Do you think they're going to pander to that? Do you think somebody's going to leap into a haystack?
I could almost, yeah. Well, of course.
Because it'd be a tough tone to set.
Yeah. In what sense, though?
In the sense that if you go too far one way, it's Pirates of the Caribbean.
Duh.
And he's, oh no, I'm falling into a haystack. Ooh, it's a bit of that. But if you go too far the other way, it's some sort of historical epic.
Dracula Untold.
Yeah, I was going to say historical epic with Russell Crowe in it.
But you know? Not Gladiator?
No, not Gladiator, though, no.
Robin Hood.
Robin Hood, probably, or that Moses one or whatever it was.
Was he in that one? Oh, the Exodus, Gods and Kings. That was Ridley Scott. Yeah, I didn't see that one. Mm-hmm. Heard it was balls.
Nailed it.
Good. Anyway, Assassin's Creed. Yeah. What do you think? Yes? You want
to
see it?
I don't know. But also, that statement does seem to... That suggests to me that they're going to use a lot of future stuff.
That's the worst part of
it. That's the worst part of it. Exactly. They've tried very hard to extricate that from the franchise now.
Yeah.
Like, there's absolute... They killed the original guy, didn't they?
Desmond,
the original future guy.
Yeah.
They're like, we thought that that was going to go... Like, we were going to see all his past incarnations, then he was going to be future Assassin's Creed guy.
And then they realized he'd just have a gun, and that doesn't work. Or a machine gun.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, or a bulldozer. Just driving around in a bulldozer, assassinating people.
And jumping into haystacks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a bulldozer.
Yeah. Yeah, look, it could be good. Fassbender's in it, so...
Mm.
And I remember the director, I heard him and I went, oh yeah, but I can't remember who he is off the top of my head.
Okay.
But just know that I vaguely remember thinking that he was okay.
Good, but you don't think he was good enough to remember his name.
That is correct.
Right.
Yeah.
Like if it was Spielberg, you'd know it was Spielberg.
I would.
If it were Nolan, you'd know it was Nolan.
I'd know it was bloody Nolan.
Yeah.
All right. So a new X-Men Apocalypse synopsis was released.
Apocalypse.
I don't know. Yes.
It's been a long day. I couldn't quite pass that, but I gave it a shot.
He had a lot of cheese before the show.
Boy, did I. I'm lying down.
He really is. All those things are true.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he's got... So the synopsis was released in conjunction with yellow and green M&Ms. You know, they work together, don't they?
Sure, yeah.
You think it'd be yellow and blue if it was X-Men? I'm just saying. Mm. Seems more fitting. Who, I'm not head of either of these things, so who am I to say?
Yeah.
Anyway, it's basically...
You've never run a chocolate company.
I certainly haven't. Mm. I've never won one as a child.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yellow and green.
Yeah.
What happened to red M&M?
I'm sure he's still around.
But yellow M is the big peanut one.
He is a
green
peanut.
Green M&M is Pamela Anderson.
Yes.
What happened to red?
Is this some kind of affair? What is this?
Yeah.
Are they cutting him out?
Yeah, I think so.
Hmm. I guess I could look into it.
Nah, no,
I don't. I'll hit you back next week.
Great, please
do some research. You just lost your pillow. Do you want to grab it?
No.
He's going to slouch down more.
Just going to slouch. Put pressure on my neck.
Okay.
That's how we do this.
It's uncomfortable to watch you do that.
I'm intermediately comfortable. I'm not uncomfortable, but I'm not super... I'm not going to fall asleep, probably.
Well, we'll see how that goes. Anyway, in the synopsis, it's blah blah Apocalypse has returned and whatever.
Uh-huh.
But the big kind of takeaway from it is Mystique and Professor X are going to be leading the X-Men against Apocalypse, and they're going to be leading a young group of X-Men.
Is it still Jennifer Lawrence?
Still is.
Great.
I think she's got one more, so...
Okay.
Yeah. Bryan Singer also said...
And they're going to do it with the delicious taste of M&Ms.
Bryan Singer also said that this will probably be the longest X-Men movie as it kind of wraps up all six.
Hmm.
That he's not counting the two Wolverine ones, I presume.
Fair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But this is like the end of the trilogy, like the First Class trilogy.
Yeah, that's true.
Which at this point is arguably better than the first trilogy.
Well, we don't have three yet.
No, but I would say The last two were probably better than X-Men 1 and 2. Oh.
See?
I don't know.
You don't know.
First Class is my favorite.
Mm.
But we'll see how it all plays out.
Yeah, we will.
In next year? July? Yep. Okay.
Moving on.
Ant-Man's getting a sequel.
Ant-Man and the Wasp, it's
correct,
called, right?
Yeah. Now that's going to land July, like a wasp, July 2018. Right.
So this has been put in between the current
They
a few months ago they released the slate of Marvel movies. They're like, we're going to do Inhumans, we're going to do Captain Marvel.
I think that might have been even last year.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, sorry, go on.
I have no sense of time.
No, you don't.
I think I've been on this couch forever, if I'm honest with you. So they're going to... So this is a bonus one.
Yeah.
They're putting it somewhere in between those.
Yes. So I can tell you how it works.
Okay, I'm ready.
So Black Panther had that rough release date, and that's being moved forward to February 2018.
Uh-huh.
And Captain Marvel, Captain Marvel is also being moved back to November of that year from July.
Okay.
No, sorry. Moving from November to March. So that's being pushed back to 2019.
Ah.
So Black Panther forward, Captain Marvel back to 2019.
Okay.
So there you go.
Do we have any indication of... So this is Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yeah.
It's presumably new Ant-Man and new the Wasp.
That's what I was going to ask you, yeah.
But I guess we could have, because we had some solid flashbacks in the previous one. It could be new Ant-Man and new the Wasp intercut with
old Ant-Man, old the Wasp.
I would love that.
Me too, right?
That was, I found that that opening scene where Michael Douglas is young and he smashes that dude's head into the table.
Yeah.
And then there's that brief flashback with him and Hope Van Dyne, Janet Van Dyne.
Yep.
That was some of my favorite parts.
That's right.
I would love to see that. Or just even, oh, maybe not all Michael Douglas, but maybe all Michael Douglas.
What about just half of it is Ant-Man, new Ant-Man, new the Wasp.
Yep.
Flashbacks, it's just Michael Douglas walking behind people in boardrooms and smashing their heads on the desk. Just a series of that, just one after the other. And you think you're gonna, you think you're gonna get desensitized to it, but you're not. And you're like, oh, it keeps getting worse.
Some of the blade are like ceramic mugs.
Yes. Yep. Uh-huh.
I would love that.
Yeah.
That's the movie I want to see.
Yeah. Sometimes, like, it gets a bit tense because sometimes he's like, he's not gonna do it, and then he reaches forward to one of those like executive desk toys with the metal balls, and he lets it go, and it goes click, 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 and they're like, I'm safe, and he smashes their head on the desk.
We got a letter that says they like the title Ant-Man and the Wasp, but not to discredit Evangelina Lilly, but the title should have been Ant-Man 2 Subatomic Boogaloo.
Absolutely.
Very good.
That.
Yeah. I like the title a lot.
Hmm.
It's, you know, there's a lot of old comic. There's a few comics called Ant-Man and the Wasp. I don't know. I like it. And apparently this is the first Marvel movie that has the female-centric character in the title.
That is true.
Yeah. Hmm. So there you go. Because they pushed back Captain Marvel.
Yeah. So, oh, boy.
Do you reckon they've cast that? It's 2019.
No. I reckon... yeah, it's a good question.
Is it too early to cast
it? I reckon they might be seeing where Ronda Rousey turns as an actor.
Sure.
Like, if she gets real good,
yeah,
they might throw her in the mix.
Like a John Cena?
What?
Is he good?
No!
I don't know. I've never seen him in anything.
Also, he's a professional wrestler. He's not a...
Same thing, isn't it?
Yeah, you're right. It's the same. Don't know what I was thinking. This couch is clouding my judgment.
Clearly.
All the blood is rushing out of my head. Or to my head. I don't know. What angle am I at?
You're upside down.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But also, three mystery films were announced for Marvel in 2020.
Oh.
Mystery films.
Three,
Any suggestions? Any ideas?
I don't think they know.
No, you're just
come on. They'd say if they knew.
It's probably one of them's probably a Guardians movie.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hasn't had sequels, I guess is the question.
Guardians.
Falcon, maybe?
Falcon, yeah.
Maybe Captain America and the Falcon.
Yeah, yeah. Or if he's dead, maybe they'll put it in a different.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whatever. But he's back for Infinity
Winter
Wars.
Soldier solo film.
Yeah. Flashbacks?
Yes.
Smashing heads.
Yes. Into all sorts of stuff. Probably into submarines. Just a series of him smashing people's heads in the submarines.
What if it was Michael Douglas smashing heads all down a boardroom table, and the post-credit scenes, he gets to the end and it's Bucky and he smashes Michael Douglas's head into the table.
Oh boy. You know what? I would watch that.
Great. Mm. Anyway, the Avengers Infinity War budget has been revealed. And for the two movies, it's $1 billion.
What? That is insanity.
Is it though? Because let me break it down for you.
Okay. Wait, does that include marketing?
Well, that's what I was going to say.
Okay.
Because, okay, so $400 million of that goes to screenwriters, directors, producers, and cast.
Yep.
Question, do you know how much of that would go to Robert Downey Jr.? This is reported, by the way. This isn't...
If
you had to guess.
For two movies?
Of that $400 million, which is going to screenwriters, directors, producers, and cast, how much does he get?
$100 million.
$200 million.
Whoa! Go, Robert. Wow, that is impressive.
So there you go.
Wow.
Okay, you got to look at it this way, right?
He's not even going to be in it that much. Surely.
Well, I guess he will be. They're giving him $200 million.
Yeah, okay.
Look, this is just... I mean, who knows whether this turns out to be true.
Yep.
But you got to factor in, like you said, you got to factor in marketing. If a movie's $100 million, the ballpark figure is that you spend roughly that in marketing. Depending on how much faith you have in the project or whatever, or whether it's known or unknown or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So these are probably closer to $200 to $250 million movies each, plus the marketing on top of that again.
Yep.
So that I'd imagine that's how it's broken down, but I don't know.
Wow.
Do you want $200 million? Yeah. I couldn't. That money would ruin me. If I had $200 million.
You'd think you'd wind up dead?
I would definitely. Yeah. Not even. I'd be just. I wouldn't do anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think you need... Like, what are you working towards? I mean, I guess your art, but
yeah, that's true.
Where's the grind
beyond a certain point? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like, I guess if you're like, well, this'll take care of the next 50 generations of my family, I guess.
You'd have to.
Yeah.
You'd have to give away like 180 million of that, right?
Surely, yeah.
Anyway, what do I know?
Hey, I've got a bit of news that a lot of people have tweeted at us.
I like news.
The beef is back.
Well, look.
Shia LaBeouf.
I was going to bring it up, but we've got Batman v Superman.
Oh,
news.
Then whatever. He was arrested for being drunk. And it doesn't look like it was an art thing, so.
No, he's just being a.
Yeah, who cares?
Being a standard dickhead.
But thanks for messaging us, everybody. It's good to know that he's still about doing his thing.
I'm sick of that guy's shit, quite frankly. You know what? You're too old. Get your shit together, man. Mm. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Fuck that guy. All right.
Oh, also, Expendables 4 is filming in 2016, apparently.
They're really doing it. Now, they mentioned, I didn't even put that in, but they mentioned space.
Yeah.
I mean, not in this one, but they have mentioned
it. Oh, boy, have they, yeah.
How can they get you back on board for the Expendables movies?
Space.
That's just space?
Yeah, you've nailed it.
You know what a good The Expendables...
Stallone, if you're listening, and I know you are, because you want to wreak some revenge on James, your arch nemesis, who hates you for various reasons.
Correct.
Set it in space.
Yeah.
Or do that time travel World War II thing.
That would be great.
Wouldn't be great. It'd be bad.
It would be very tasteless.
Yeah. And I would like that because it would have to... Because you couldn't... It couldn't be a time travel scenario in which they go back and they alter time.
Yeah.
Like, and they kill Hitler.
No.
It'd have to be they go back in time and they have to contrive a weird scenario in which even though they have modern military techniques and modern technology and modern weapons, presumably, they still can't kill Hitler.
Oh, okay.
So I'd like to see that super long bow that they have to draw to make that not happen. Like, for all of them together to just, by happenstance, not be able to kill Hitler.
Do you really think... They've been building towards a time travel.
No, surely not. No.
I can't understand why they're doing this.
Yeah.
The last one didn't make a lot of money, and it wasn't because it got leaked online. It was because people didn't even download it.
Yeah.
It was because it wasn't very good. I guess they're going to add blood to this one.
Unlikely. Not
but
in
like,
space.
You know what a good, the expendable style movies? The Fast and Furious movies.
Yeah, that's true.
But they do it properly with people that people care about.
Yes.
Now, at this point in time.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. All right.
Look, space.
It sure is.
I think because they could, like, there's enough, like, space warfare technology now that you could do it kind of, you could shoehorn them in there somehow.
Sure. Is one of the modern warfare games in space?
I think some of Black Ops, like, 3 is, you get a wingsuit. That's pretty close, right?
Sure. Great. Do they, in those games, they just go, what's Michael Bay doing? And they just put that in to those games?
No, there's more high-tech stuff now.
Okay.
Like, one of the characters has a bionic arm and, like... Wingsuits.
Like Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah.
Great.
Bionic Arms, the new fire flower.
Wingsuits.
No, Bionic Arms, the new mushroom. You eat the mushroom and you get bigger.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, that's great. Mm-hmm. Speaking of Furious 8 or whatever, F. Gary Gray is going to direct it. He did Straight Outta Compton.
Yeah, I heard about that.
He also did, what's that one where Law Abiding Citizen?
Oh, did he do that one? There you go. That movie is bizarre.
It is. You know what? That movie, though, it's not good, but it's insane. Oh, is it good? It's something.
It's something, yeah. It's an it's a viewing experience. It's a mainstream. It's a movie you see expecting some sort of Hollywood movie, and you leave it going, I can't believe anybody made that.
Yes.
Like, for better or worse, like if you liked it or didn't like it, you're like, why? How did anyone give the green light for that?
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
It's bizarre. Mm. So yeah, good enough, right?
Yeah.
Straight Outta Compton, by all accounts, is amazing, which I'm still going to go
around. I've heard different things.
Really?
I've heard some people say it's amazing, and I've heard some people say... I'd like to know if the listeners could email in. We should planetport@gmail.com.
Twitter Mason, because you don't read the emails.
Yeah, that's true, I don't. I nearly got you. But a lot of people have said that it's kind of... It's more a vanity project.
Oh, okay.
Like, because, you know, it's been produced by... Dre and Ice Cube and Eazy-E's widow.
Sure.
And they get all the... Like, those characters get all the screen time.
Right.
And, like, Yeller and Ren are just in it, like, in the background kind of thing.
Oh, okay, right.
Here's one that... So, it's been directed by F. Gary Gray.
Yeah.
So, in the 90s, NWA split up.
Yeah.
F. Gary Gray also directed a lot of NWA's music videos back
then. Oh,
did
he? I didn't
know
that. Okay.
So back in the day, NWA split up and Ice Cube went on a Yo MTV Raps kind of music show.
Sure.
I think it was called Pump It Up or something like that.
Sounds like that.
Yeah. And anyway, he went on and he like talked about how much he hated all the other members of the band. And Dr. Dre got real mad, right? Yeah. And he went to like track him down. He couldn't find Ice Cube, but he could find the host of the show, who was a woman, who he attempted to throw down a flight of stairs.
What?
Yeah, and that's not in the movie.
But that should be a movie.
Well, here's the thing. On that show, one of the camera operators was F. Gary Gray.
No.
Yeah.
Is all of this true?
Yeah.
Hang on a second, my dog's at the door.
All right.
You want to grab that pillow while I do this?
Yeah. Grab that pillow. Ha, ha, new catchphrase. Yeah. I'm just grabbing a different pillow, it's
all
right?
Stop using all my pillows.
No, I'm gonna. Each and every one of them is going to be thrown behind the couch. Anyway, that's what I heard. So, you know.
Well, that is.
Like, it seems a bit cleaned up.
That is
like,
horrifying.
But that's the thing. Like, if you watch a movie like, I don't know, if you watch a movie like A Beautiful Mind, or you watch like Long Walk to Freedom or something like that, the premise of like one of those, this is too heavy for the show, doesn't matter. that if you
you've had so much cheese, mate.
Yeah, it's fine. Right? You know, these movies are about people who were brilliant in their fields, or they made a lot of contributions to society.
Yep.
They were also very flawed individuals, kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And so if you go, well, NWA, you know, they made a lot of headway in like, you know, rap in mainstream culture and like bringing to light, you know, injustices in, you know, police violence and stuff like that.
Mm.
But they were also kind of bad guys in many other ways. And so if I'm watching a movie like that, I kind of want to see all of that.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
It seems to be like they kind of cleaned it up a lot.
Yeah.
But,
I heard the music's really good.
Yeah, they do some raps in it, don't they?
Great. Yeah. I'm going to look into that.
Yeah, cool.
To see if you're lying. And then if you are, I'll have to edit all that out.
Yeah.
Or I'll leave it in.
Or just say allegedly before. Just add, how about this? Pause for a second. Allegedly. So just cut that out and put it in front of everything.
I'll definitely do that.
Okay, good.
Great. Speaking of F. Gary Gray, though, there was a rumor that came out this week that he was going to direct the Boba Fett Star Wars spinoff as well.
Okay.
And he had in mind Michael B. Jordan for Boba Fett.
Okay.
So that, again, goes back to that rumor that we heard a few years back, or whenever it was.
Or that maybe we made up.
Possibly, potentially, that somebody else gets the Boba Fett armor and Boba Fett's about. Because otherwise he'd have to be a New Zealander guy.
Right, because we were saying, we recently recorded.
We did.
The Empire Strikes Back commentary. Not the. The it's not the definitive
one.
Version.
Yeah.
The only and definitive one. Anyway, we recorded that. And of course, in the special edition version.
Yeah.
Boba Fett his voice has been overdubbed with Temuera Morrison.
Sounds so weird in that movie as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but you've heard recently that if they're going to re-release the original version, he's going to keep his old
voice.
They'd
have to, yeah.
Right, which lends more credence to the idea that he could be a new guy.
Yeah, exactly. Or they could be, he's a new guy after Return of the Jedi, if they set it after that.
Mm.
Like, there's a number of ways they could do it.
Sure, yeah. He's just a humble Sarlacc fisherman, just fishing for valuables out of a Sarlacc mouth. And then he's like, oh, what do I feel?
What's this?
It's a corpse and battle armor. Great. I'll have that. Oh, it's got a jetpack. Wonder why he didn't use the jetpack to get out of the Sarlacc's mouth. Very handy, unless he's a real idiot.
Mason's doing the fishing.
I'm reeling in a fishing.
As
in a
he's
fish,
doing it.
Yeah. Reeling in a bounty hunter.
Fantastic. Glad you brought it up, though. We did an Empire Strikes Back commentary.
Yeah.
It's on weeklyplanetpod.bandcamp.com.
Yeah.
If you're a Patreon, it's already there. You can chip in any money to pay for it, or you can just go to the Bandcamp website and pay for it and just play it for free from there. It's your call.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we'll do Return of the Jedi at some point. Or we won't. We'll see.
Yeah.
Now, Will Smith has opened up about...
Speaking of raps.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, he's back.
Yeah.
Yeah. That wasn't what I was going to talk about.
Okay, right. He's back doing raps.
Yeah. Are you happy?
We called it.
Yeah, we did. Are you happy about that?
I guess.
Would you only be happy about it if he does one to a movie soundtrack?
Yes. Mm. Suicide Squad rap. That's what I want.
He's like 47, 48. Is that too old to be doing a rap in a cool movie?
Oh, then yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, he's obviously not the same. You can't do a Wiggy Wiggy Suicide Squad kind of rap. You know what I mean?
I don't know. Maybe he could, though. Look, don't put anything out of the skill set of Will Smith.
I will never. Yeah, but anyway, he was talking about Suicide Squad and how that he's yet to meet Jared Leto. What he basically means by that is because Jared Leto...
Oh, he's always in
he's
character
so
as the Joker.
So method. That he owns...
He's sending people dead hamsters or whatever he did. Dead ducks. What was it?
Rat.
It was a rat. There
and he
go.
Sent Will Smith some bullets or something as well.
Oh, boy.
Pretty good. Mm. That he only spoke to him as the Joker in between action and cut, is what he said. So he said he looks forward to meeting him.
Oh, and then he just walks away.
I guess he does. Huh. You know what? If I worked with a guy like that, I wouldn't be looking forward to meeting him. I'd be like, this guy's clearly a total dickhead.
Yep.
Or he's mentally unbalanced.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, good for him. Even Heath Ledger, though, turned it off in between takes.
Yeah.
So
He skateboarded over Christian Bale. Have you seen that photo?
No.
There's a shot on set, and it's Christian. I assume it's either Christian Bale or his stunt double just laying down on the ground.
As in the costume.
In the bat costume.
Yeah.
And then there's Heath Ledger jumping in on a skateboard.
Are you sure that's not that? Are you sure they haven't photoshopped a skateboard onto him?
Probably. I'll look it up.
I bet that's a Photoshop.
Whatever. Just leave me with my magic, all right? Leave me with my movie magic.
Joker skateboarding.
Skateboard.
Yeah, someone's photoshopped that in. See, it's the bit where he knocks down Batman and he comes off the bike and then he's like leaping about him.
Yeah, no, that's definitely photoshopped.
Still.
Yeah.
It may have happened.
Well, we can't say it didn't.
That's right. There we go. Look, speaking of DC stuff, did you read the Lex Luthor Forbes article?
No.
So they've released like a thing on the Forbes website, and presumably if that's still a magazine, I have no idea.
Sure.
Where they do like this fiction.
It's just ticker tape now.
Okay, right.
You have to have one of those machines in your office with a glass dome over the top. If you're a big businessman.
Big businessman, that's right. Basically, it's on Lex Luthor as if he's a real person. And there's a few of the things that were kind of taken from it. Do you want me to tell you what they
are? And this isn't classic Lex Luthor. This is Jesse Eisenberg.
This is Jesse Eisenberg, Lex Luthor. So basically, he transformed Lex Corp from a petrochemical and heavy machinery company to a tech company. He takes on military contracts that other companies like Wayne Tech and Cord Industries won't do, which alludes to Ted Cord being in the universe. Because we talked about Ted Cord's Blue Beetle, and we talked about there might be a Blue Beetle movie.
Yep.
Somewhere down the line. He also has a collection of meteorites.
Oh, yes.
Presumably kryptonite. Mm-hmm. And it also says that he's actually Lex Jr. or Alexander Jr.
Okay.
Because his father was also named Lex Luthor, not Lionel Luthor, as he was in Smallville.
I think that was just.
I don't. Yeah. Do you know what his father's name was from the comics?
Rex Luthor.
Reginald Luthor.
Yeah.
So, and it's kind of, it's not, it's, he died young, his father, maybe 50 odd. So.
Isn't it implied that Lex Luthor cut his brake cables?
In Smallville or just in general?
I've always under the impression that the general, some versions of the origin, he makes his own business from the life insurance money because he cut the brake cables of his parents' car.
Oh, really?
And they killed in a crash. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty clever, I guess.
Very clever. Yeah.
There's also one of those viral videos. It's like, you know, it's like a LexCorp kind of promotional ad or whatever. It's basically an announcement of a Lex OS. operating system.
Yep.
And it's basically, it goes on every phone and you can do various things, but it basically just sounds like Brother Eye. That's what it sounds like.
Oh, I see. Very good.
That's what it sounds like to me. Right. So there you go. It's one of those, the LexCorp is the future. And it's all that kind of.
Is it a lot like that Genesis OS in Terminator?
Yes,
Genesis?
It is. Right. Yeah, okay. Hopefully better though.
Right. Now, how about this? Here's my question for you. In the Forbes article, what kind of hair does Lex Luthor have?
Long hair. Wigs?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Wig montage. That's what I'm looking forward to.
But he also comes across as really kind of, he's kind of off the cuff and he's kind of cool.
Yep.
So like, I think they're going to, you know, put that sociopath stuff like under all the Mark Zuckerberg.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Or the Elon Muskiness.
Yeah, sure.
Muskiness.
Okay, good.
I think this is the last. Yeah, that was the last bit of news. There you go. Well, Mason, we were going to talk about, during the week, we were like, let's talk about time travel movies because Back to the Future is...
Yeah, it's October 15, right? Is the...
Something like that. Next week?
Yeah.
We'll do a Back to the Future episode next week on all the great things about Back to the Future. The car, the nuclear reactor in a car.
The things that happen that blow your mind. Oh my God. Why I say that, you know, there's always like this thing and you've never noticed it, Back to the Future would blow your mind. And that, you know, it's like, it was like a BuzzFeed
article.
It's called Twin Pines Mall. And then at the end of the movie, in the past, he drives over one of the, the pines, and then the future again, it's only Lone Pine Mall. It blows your mind. No, it doesn't.
It's a very intentional joke.
It's a very intentional joke that presumably everybody who saw it originally went, oh, of course. And yeah. Most people now went, oh, of course. But if they made that movie today, there would have to be somebody who goes, oh, my God, now it's Lone Pine Mall. <That's> Because I did that.
It. Yeah, that's yeah. right. Mm-hmm. There you go. Anyway, the official Lego brick builder wants to know what we think of The Flash coming back, Arrow coming back, Gotham, and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I can talk about three of those things.
I can talk about two of those things in the first episode of one of those things.
All right.
We're almost up to date. How good's that?
Hell yes.
Yeah.
I just want to quickly talk about Fear the Walking Dead.
Okay.
I know you didn't watch it. There was only 6 episodes. They're going to 15 next year.
Okay.
It was kind of a slow start, but I thought it had a solid ending.
Yeah.
I like, this is all I'm going to say about it, I like the characters in that more than I like the ones in The Walking Dead. I like the main guy yep. and the main girl. I like, there's a really interesting kind of con man kind of dude in it.
Uh-huh. Now, I've asked this many times before.
Sure.
But I'm not really paying attention most of the
no,
time.
No, they don't call them zombies.
On the podcast and in life, that wasn't the question. This is a prequel to Walking Dead.
Correct.
But how many zombies do we see?
Initially, like one or two.
Okay.
And then like a football stadium filled with them.
Where have they come from?
I know, people being bitten and turned into zombies.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But this is not a story of the origin of...
It is, but it doesn't explain where it comes from.
Okay.
Like, you see the early days. It basically fills in the gaps of, you know, The Walking Dead starts, a guy goes into a coma, he wakes up, it's like 30 days later or,
okay,
or
right. 2 months later. It's that later. 30 days.
Yes, okay. Essentially, yeah.
All right.
And, no, I like it. I'm not yep. saying it's better than The Walking Dead, but the first season of The Walking Dead is also really, really strong,
mm-hmm.
and then it's...
Falls to bits.
Just up and down, man, that show.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, it's actually back this week. No, I'd say Fear the Walking Dead was... It's pretty solid, and a lot of that's down to the casting
yep.
and the performances. So good stuff. Good stuff all around.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
When picking a commerce platform for your business, you got two choices. Oh, this piece of mother or sales. I definitely prefer... Don't you? Because that's a sound you'll hear when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that's supercharging your selling wherever you sell, online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Shopify is the best all-in-one commerce platform capable of handling your business's complexity no matter how big you grow. Step up to Shopify and harness the best converting checkout and the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. For example, Ruggable, Nix, Magnolia, Cotton, and so many more. Now you're probably thinking, sure, but migrating is going to be a headache. The Shopify App Store has the migration apps that you need to migrate your products, orders, customers, and more from every e-commerce platform to Shopify. And maybe you're one of those people who are like, hey, don't put me in a box. I don't want to be in this box, either metaphorically or for real. Thankfully, Shopify never will. Because with Shopify, you can control your brand and business from your storefront look to your back office operations. You know what's really annoying? When you're checking out from an online store and you have to put in all your payment details and all sorts of numbers and letters and whatnot. Well, with the Shopify store, they actually remember my shipping address or your shipping address if you were using yours, plus the payment information. So say if I'm on the couch and my wallet is in the kitchen, I didn't even have to get up, which is my favorite thing. Stop leaving sales on the table, switch your business to Shopify and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their business. So sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/weeklyplanet, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Cha-ching sound effect.
Do you want to talk about Flash or Arrow first? Full spoilers, by the way.
Yeah, we're just going to spoil this.
Everyone's probably seen these.
Yeah, you'd think so.
Flash came out first, is that right? I'm fairly certain it did.
Let's talk about Flash first then.
Done. By the way, I made Mason just watch these today.
you did.
This morning, so yeah. I apologize for that. So it starts in a weird kind of dream sequence?
It starts in the... You know what?
Sorry, what did you think the story was?
Oh, jeez. Well, we'll get to it. But what I think is interesting about these, having not watched an Arrow or a Flash in, you know, however long the hiatus has been,
sure,
you really get bashed over the head with the weird tropes of these kind of shows. Like, you'll have a dream sequence. You'll have they're all fighting because they're not a team anymore, but then they'll become a team. And then, you know, and then...
There's a flashback.
There's some foreshadowing of maybe a secret character will show up later in the series or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? The flashback... Well, we'll get to Arrow in a second. But yeah. I thought the flashbacks were not as intrusive as they have been in the past.
I would agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure they will become that way.
Oh, yeah. Because you need the modern day narrative to be foremost in this episode so we know where we are, so we don't get lost.
It's weird that his life parallels in such a way that these kind of things that reflect what happened in his past keep happening at the same time period.
Isn't it weird? Do you know what I mean? Well, time's a flat circle. It's like, and life's a cycle and a journey. You know what I mean? It's the journey, not the destination.
He should every now and then just go, 3 years ago, like a very similar thing, like thematically happened to me.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? Yeah.
Anyway.
I mean, it didn't really occur to me because my hair was real different. But are we talking about Arrow now?
Yeah, I guess we are.
Okay, we'll talk about Arrow.
I'm sure we'll jump around.
Yeah, we'll jump about.
Because I found, I was going to say this later, they very much now have tied into each other a lot more than they used to, it seems. They're really beating you over the head with that. But I feel like Arrow does it more, and I think that might be because Arrow doesn't rate as well as The Flash.
Oh, so they're putting more Flash elements into...
I might be wrong.
Okay, interesting.
Because I only noticed that after I watched the Arrow episode, so maybe there was a lot of that stuff in. But I didn't see bloody Barry Allen... I mean, didn't see bloody Oliver Queen show up in the episode of The Flash.
That's true.
But it happened vice versa.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Anyway, The Flash is alone... Because he...
Oh, we're talking about The Flash again?
I guess we are.
Okay, let's talk about The Flash.
He wants to be Batman, The Flash.
Okay, yeah, but there's a dream sequence right at the start where they're like, yeah, everybody, we're all... You're a favorite, The Flash. We're all back together and we love you. And Harrison Wells is here and he's telling you, good job, bucko.
Yeah. Was that a dream or a daydream?
It seemed like a daydream more than anything.
A weird daydream.
Yeah. Very odd.
Yeah, so...
Remember the time I killed your mother? Well, good job, sport. You're a real hero now. Let's hang out and be friends. Let's get a coffee.
So, it basically opens with Ronnie Raymond being dead again, because he died... Yes. Well, he's not dead. He's probably in another dimension
He's in the... See, here's the thing also about these shows is all the dead... We know... All the dead, the characters we think are dead, we know they're alive because they're going to come back in Legends of Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Which hasn't come out yet, but we've seen the trailer.
Yes.
So we know that Firestorm is still alive.
Yep.
We know...
The Atom's still alive.
Atom's still alive, exactly.
Yeah. We know what's-her-name comes back.
White Canary.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. We know they've all come back. So it's sort of a matter of guessing where they're going to reintroduce them in the narrative of these shows.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So I guess from last season, a big vortex opened in the sky and Barry Allen then at the start of this season closed it up by running around it.
Yeah, he sure did. Oh, that's right. It ended on a sort of pseudo cliffhanger.
Yeah.
At the end, he was doing a lot of running about.
Wrapped that up pretty quick, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, so anyway, he zooms up, he runs around it a bit and then the remaining heroes are on the ground and they're like, well, he can't stop it from here, but we can stop him. So the guy from Alias and Stephen Amell's brother.
Cousin. Like his cousin.
Dad. It's his dad. Anyway, Stephen Amell's dad and Victor Garber merge into Firestorm.
Yep.
Which doesn't have any, he doesn't have any physical similarity to Victor Garber. I find that a bit odd.
You think he should just have Victor Garber's hair?
Yeah. On fire. So good. Anyway, they go up and they do their Firestorm
stuff.
They
do a real bloody Firestorm.
They do a big old Firestorm and then it looks like they're going to die. They split up and then the Flash managed to save Victor Garber.
Yep.
I can't remember the character's name.
Yeah.
Professor something.
Yep.
But he can't save Ronnie Raymond.
Correct.
Who's definitely dead and not in Legends of Tomorrow.
Correct.
Yeah. But anyway, so Barry's on the outs with Ronnie's fiancée because he couldn't save her. No, he tried real hard probably.
Which is, again, very similar to what happened last season.
Yeah.
Because he was killed. Well, I thought he was killed in that nuclear whatever.
That's right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Particle accelerator.
Yeah.
And now there's metahumans coming through the portals.
Yeah.
As opposed to before when metahumans were coming out of
the woodwork.
Yes, the woodwork. Yeah. So I was going to say basements, but yeah.
Right, sure. Which is, I think that's odd in that surely there's enough of them.
Oh, still.
You don't have to introduce another element.
Yeah, yeah.
To, like, I don't know.
Now, we're hating on this a lot.
But I liked it.
Yeah, I liked it too.
Yeah, me too. We're here to pick things apart.
That's true.
We're not here to be like, hey, everybody, you have a good time watching The Flash. We need to see you next week. Bye. Grab some gems and make some friends.
We don't do that here.
No. We're all about hate.
Did you like the introduction of
Hate the shows and burn bridges. Quit your job.
Never
flip off your boss.
Hopefully, never meet anybody with bad mouth.
Yeah. Cross your fingers. Yeah.
So, Barry gets a key to the city as well.
That's right, yeah.
I found that odd that he didn't blur his face. He's just standing there.
Yeah.
And it's clearly him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there's a lot of very high-definition cameras with zoom lenses people have. Uh-huh. And he's just like, hello.
I reckon Google at this point, and probably Facebook as well, if you took a photo of yourself and you covered yourself like with a Flash style mask, you could still figure out who you were.
Probably, yeah.
So Facebook can do it.
Definitely. Yeah. I was going to say, can somebody try that and then let us know how it turns out. Yeah, but whatever, it's a TV show. And then Adam Smasher turns up.
Yes.
And smashes some atoms.
Now initially they're like, okay, there's a dead man. It's Al Rothstein.
Yeah.
And Adam Smasher has the same face as him.
Sure.
But has, you know, super atomic powers and he can increase in size. And they're like, what is this? You know, is it a clone? Is it a ghost or whatever? Yeah. But
nobody said, what was it, a ghost?
Nobody said it was a ghost. But I thought, maybe what if it was a ghost? I watched that episode of Doctor Who where maybe they're ghosts.
Maybe they were ghosts.
That's what I'm saying. But anyway, but it turns out that it's just a kind of a coincidence.
Yep.
And this Al Rothstein is from the other dimension.
One of the other dimensions? Is there more than one? I don't know.
Well,
I don't know if they're going full multiverse.
I don't think they will either. I think they're going, because what this episode essentially is leading up to is that there is another dimension. There's another Flash.
Mm-hmm.
This Flash is Jay Garrick, the original Flash.
And by leading up to, they showed that this episode.
Yeah, but they didn't give him any like superpower reveal or anything like that.
We'll talk about that in a bit.
Okay.
Because there's some news on that.
Okay.
That came out of Comic-Con, New York Comic-Con, 20
excellent.
Whatever year this is.
Mm.
So Adam Smasher gets stronger.
Yes.
With radiation, unless there's too much radiation.
That's the classic. That's how you beat the Hulk's dad, if you recall.
That's right. The Hulk's dad cloud.
Yeah, in Ang Lee's The Hulk.
Yeah.
Just Hulk.
Just Hulk.
He absorbs all the power.
Yes.
But then at a certain point, he absorbs too much power.
Correct.
And then he doesn't have any power anymore.
I think they've even done that in The Flash.
More than once, probably. They probably did it in the old series as well.
Definitely. So, yeah. I didn't mind that effect, actually. The growy effect.
It was quite good.
Pretty solid, man. Yeah.
And now that I think about it, also the destruction of the city with the Black Holly Whirlpool thing. Actually pretty good, too.
You said that last year.
Well, at least I'm consistent this time.
That's true.
But it would be better for me if I was like, that looks like garbage. And then I'm like, in retrospect, it was pretty good, wasn't it? You know?
Did you like his new logo on his chest? And by that I mean it's just a white logo now?
Yeah.
Looks better, doesn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Do you think they're going to change up much more of the outfit?
Unless it's
a bit meshy in places.
Right. No, I don't think so, because what are they going to do? Replace it in segments as it gets...
Yeah, you don't really do it like that, do you?
No.
I would... They actually talked about the Ezra Miller one this week, and apparently it's more kind of tech-based.
Okay.
I saw that in the headline. I went, that's interesting, and then I didn't click on it.
Sure.
So I guess it wasn't that interesting. Comicbookmovie.com.
It's interesting, but maybe not that interesting. Depends who you are as a person, I guess.
Anyway, I shouldn't have said we'll come back to this. Jay Garrick turning up.
Yes.
So this is a spoiler from Comic-Con. This is just for next week's episode. So if you don't want to know, skip forward like a minute.
Uh-huh.
I'm not putting a timestamp in. That he doesn't have powers. They've been stolen by Zoom.
Okay.
So that's why he just walks in. He's like, hello, I'm who I am.
Do you have my hat? So this is... But that's going to be resolved fairly quickly.
I'd imagine so, yeah.
Because otherwise, because we've seen the preview trailers of him, and he's wearing the suit. He's wearing a very Rocketeer style suit.
My favorite.
He's got full credit. They've built a costume and they've given it to an actor who is like chiseled and old school enough.
Yep.
That he doesn't look ridiculous wearing a suit bowl on his head.
Full credit.
Full credit to them.
Do you reckon facial recognition will pick up his face with that soup bowl? Or do you think people would just be looking at the soup bowl going, what is that?
Yeah, that's in many ways, it's the perfect crime, yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
And also, surprising twist, I thought, and touching, Harrison Wells admitting to killing Barry's mum and getting his dad out. Nonsensical.
Yeah, to what end, though?
That's because I guess he was just like, you'll never be happy. Your dad's free, but you'll never be happy.
Yeah.
You better not be happy, because I've done this.
A further twist would be, you'll never be happy, especially because your dad's still in prison. I gotcha.
So, yeah, that was cool. But then he very quickly was like, I gotta go.
Yeah.
That's odd.
Yeah. I gotta go do evil stuff.
Do you think he's going to get kidnapped into another dimension or something?
Probably. But
because otherwise I'd have to work him in every week. Then he'd have two father figures. He'd be like, what do you think? One of my dads? And they're going to be, I don't know, ask the other guy.
Hmm. Is he still listed as main cast?
Not sure.
Neither am I. Other podcasts would have that kind of insight, not us.
Correct. We're not here for that, are we?
No. So, but who's Zoom? Presumably Zoom is the parallel universe version.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. He has the voice. They kind of make him more kind of animalistic and it's unclear what he is.
Right,
like,
right.
Is he a robot? Is he an animal? Is he just pure energy or whatever? Uh-huh. Is there anybody even in the suit? That's what, and he's the voice of the guy who's the Candyman. That's so, oh. Yeah. So, like, there's theories like it could be a version of Eddie Thrawn.
Yep.
It could be Thorn?
Thorn.
Sorry, yeah. Thrawn. Thrawn's from Star
Grand
Wars.
Admiral Thrawn.
Yeah, I'm thinking of that. We've been doing a lot of Star Wars stuff lately, haven't
we? Yes.
It could be Barry from the future or another dimension.
Could be Barry from the future, yeah.
It could be any of the multiple evil flashes.
It could be literally anyone. Because that's how TV, especially comic book based TV, works. You could literally make it anyone.
Correct.
Ta-da!
If the Red Hulk can be bloody General Ross and not have a moustache, anybody can be anything.
That's right, yeah.
So,
just thinking about that the other day, because the Hulk, when Bruce Banner transforms into the Hulk, like whatever incarnation, he keeps whatever hair he has.
Correct.
Like if he's an old man with long hair, turns into a
he's
Hulk
got a
with long
beard,
hair.
He keeps the beard.
Yeah.
All that, man.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
Different radiation, I guess.
Maybe Thunderbolt Ross, he like puts his lip up. He puts it up against his nose so you can't see.
It falls over.
Yeah, it falls up.
I guess that could work.
Yeah.
In no reality.
And he staples it down.
That would definitely work.
Yeah.
So I guess the idea from this, Zoom hates Barry so much that he's grabbing metahumans from his dimension or a dimension and just making them fight him.
Yeah. Seems mean, but all right. But I guess, again, it could be, because again, Zoom, especially like the version of Zoom, Hunter Zolomon, was all about attempting to make the Flash a better superhero by putting him through tragedy.
Yeah.
And that was, you know, that part of that was killing his mother, which
we saw,
has been given to Harrison Wells in this.
Mm. I'm just looking up to see if it actually is Zoom.
Okay.
Because if it's like, it could be like another metahuman or whatever. Yeah, no, it is him.
Yeah.
Or it's not. Oh. I just looked at headlines. Sure. Again, that's how I do it. That's how the show bloody works.
Yeah, yeah.
We're also going to get bloody Wally West as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. Yeah. Could be a future version of him or a past version of him.
Could be Impulse.
What's he about?
He's
a can of deodorant.
Yeah,
is that an Australian thing?
Yeah, I think it is. Okay. Nobody will get that.
But it's such a good joke.
Yeah, so good. He's a future speedster.
Yep.
Who was raised in virtual reality.
Oh, yeah.
And then he was sent back in time to the modern day.
Bet that didn't work out very well for him.
Nah.
Like
yeah,
in terms of...
And real big feet, though.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great. So,
note it down.
Speaking of great,
yeah.
Or I guess just another show that we watched.
Wait, did we finish with that?
Okay,
what else happened in that?
Well, that's all the things I've got on the list here.
Okay, let me think.
I've got full spoilers. He's alone or something. Ronnie is dead. Key to the City. Brackets. Blur your face, idiot. Adam Smasher. New costume logo. Jay Garrick. Brackets. No powers. Dad. And Zoom getting metahumans to attack Barry. Question mark?
Oh, you've covered everything.
And I've written question mark.
Oh, good. That just about covers it, I think. Yeah, okay, good, cool. Great.
All right. Arrow. I can read you the list I've written Speaking of tropes.
Yes.
He's bloody retired.
He's living in the suburbs. Yeah. And they did the classic bit of he's running, he's got the hood on, he's got a green coat and he's running and you're like, oh, is he running to danger? Is he running to stop crime order? He's running through the suburbs, isn't he? He's having a bit of a jog.
It looked like he was running through an actual forest. Is there a forest at the end of his street?
I think there was a forest at the end of his street, yeah.
That must be nice.
Yeah, pretty good, right?
What a nice little retreat.
Yeah, yeah.
But this happened in...
You get the queen to take a dump in the woods. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
So Supernatural did this as well a few years ago.
Uh-huh.
Like Dean retired.
Okay.
And I think Sam's probably done it as well.
Mm-hmm.
That came back, actually. I haven't yet to watch it. It's a good show. It's not that good a show, but I've stuck with it.
Yeah.
I like it.
That is also there. That's their tagline. It's a pretty good show. Not that good of a show, but you may as well stick with it.
So, but Team Arrow are going about it without Arrow.
Yeah.
And they're trying to work as a team, aren't they?
Yeah, but boy.
Maybe one of them's gone off the deep end.
Mm.
Again, all these bloody tropes coming back.
Wait, Roy didn't die in the last... He faked his own death.
He got fake shivved.
That's right.
Well, he got real shivved, but it went in between his organs or something.
There you go. Okay, right.
Which is apparently a skill people
but
have.
But he's out now, so we need another person to be the loose cannon. It's Thea now, I guess.
He's probably out because he's been cast in the Power Rangers movie or something.
Yeah, that'd be it, yeah.
Thea. So, but she's had some Lazarus Pit kind of situations, so she's probably... Looks like she's going to go off the deep end because every season someone goes off the deep end.
They have to go off the deep end. Somebody has to lose control because they're in a violent world.
Yep.
And they don't want to take... They got to stop all the crime, but they got to take... It's a real toll on them, but they got to... Can't take it too far.
That's it.
Yeah.
Did you... It looks like they're actually just flat out introducing magic now because they kind of hinted at it with the Lazarus Pit and bits and pieces.
Yeah.
Maybe there's also been a prophecy. It's hard to say. Tattoos leading to certain things.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Prison Break. Did they retire in Prison Break, living in the suburbs?
We'll never know.
We'll never know. Full magic. Damien Dark.
Damien Dark just has magic powers.
Yeah. I like that guy. What's his name again?
Neil McDonough.
He's good.
Yeah,
he's good. In a bunch of stuff. Mm-hmm. They're doing the bad guy's coming in to destroy the city because he doesn't like it.
Oh, they've done that every season.
They've literally done it.
They've done it every season. Why?
So Malcolm Merlyn did it with an earthquake machine.
Yep.
Season 2 was Deathstroke because he didn't like Barry.
Yep, so he got the Mirakuru and he gave it to everybody. And he's like, I'm going to use him to kill everybody in the city.
Correct.
It'll take a really long time, but I'll do it.
3 was...
They're good at punching.
That's right. 3 was Ra's al Ghul again wanting to destroy the city.
Yep.
And this guy again...
Wants to destroy the city.
But just because they're like, it's not a very good city, but it seems as good as any other city.
Yeah, it's not the worst. Why try?
It just looks
try
like
a city that isn't protected by a series of masked vigilantes that have incredible skills.
I guess
that they learned over a series of reoccurring
flashbacks.
I
guess it's night a lot of the time, so that would be depressing.
Mm.
Maybe that's why. But did you? Yeah. So Yeah, whatever. I guess that's what they're doing.
So we've got Felicity Smoke.
Yep.
Who's retired with Arrow into the suburbs again.
Or has she?
Yeah, but she hasn't though. There's the twist.
You can't bloody stop bloody chasing the bullets or whatever they say in Fast and Furious 7. Remember Paul Walker missed the bullets?
Oh.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
It was a significant plot point.
Yeah, he missed the bullets, yeah.
So they get called back in because they need him to do, to help out. He must have been training when he's been away though, right? A little bit. A
lot of jogging.
Yeah,
he did a lot of jogging through the forest.
He did, sure. Yeah. I feel like you still need that kind of chin-up bar, though.
You're right.
That you leap about on.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
okay.
That's just me.
Yeah, yeah. I also like that he had one of his tattoos removed. And by that...
So smooth.
But yeah, and by that, they were sick of drawing it on.
Exactly,
him.
Yeah.
So...
You could not remove a tattoo like that cleanly. Mm-hmm. You get a weird, like, shiny scar from it. Why is he wearing a green hood? I mean,
that's Smallville syndrome.
Yeah.
Where Clark Kent is always wearing a red shirt and blue jeans and like a yellow insignia on his chest, like on the t-shirt. That's like Smallville High, but it's an S.
That's exactly it. Mm. What do you think of the new Arrow costume?
It's almost exactly the same as the old one, right?
No, it's more green. It's got kind of more gauntlety. It's more kind of, you see more bicep, which I know you enjoy.
Okay, yeah.
Because the last one was like leather to the...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All the way
down. I didn't think it was dramatic enough.
Okay.
It's still...
You didn't have the beard. That's your problem.
Yeah. No, I don't. I'm ambivalent towards it. It's fine.
Yeah, like I said before, the Flash appeared in this episode.
Yeah.
Because it cuts to 6 months ahead.
Yes.
So the Flash is there and he's like, we're sorry that this person died or whatever.
Yeah.
Now, apparently, they don't even know who that's going to be yet.
Of course they don't.
They're just going to see how that plays out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they would have probably only filmed the first half of this season. Mm-hmm. I think that's generally how they do it with these kind of things. Because it's like 22 episodes.
Yeah, yeah.
These shows feel like they never go away. Because they literally run half the year.
Yes.
Well, not a bit under. Yeah.
But that's not uncommon. Like, I think, this is not really a spoiler. In the final season of Breaking Bad,
the
first episode, so not as much of a spoiler, Walter White goes to a place, he buys a car off a man, he opens the trunk of a car, it's got a machine gun in it.
Yeah.
And it's in sort of in flashback.
Yeah.
And they didn't know what they were going to do with that until
the
second half.
But they also didn't reveal that they didn't know what they were going to do.
Yeah, that's
it,
true.
Which
yeah.
is probably a smart move. It's a
very smart move, yeah. At the end, yeah, when they released the final episodes and it was finished, they were like, oh, by the way, we had no idea. We're just throwing stuff at the wall. We were doing a Lost style.
Good thing we're excellent writers.
Yeah.
And you could actually do something with this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, the
Thank God we're not CW writers. No, I'm kidding. They're fine. They do a fine job.
They do. They really do.
Look, I liked how his arrows were more green.
Correct. And he's called himself Green Arrow?
Yeah.
Sounded a bit goofy when he said that, wasn't it?
Did sound very goofy.
Yeah, that's all right.
But I guess you got two options. He can say it in his regular voice. He can say it in the weird mechanical arrow
I feel like
voice.
They've tweaked that even more, that mechanical voice. So, and it also, so Grant Gustin shows up and is like, I'm sorry, whoever we decide this is going to be is dead.
Yep.
And also they mentioned the Flash.
I really miss them. They were a real person who was very valuable.
Without being gender specific, we had some times.
We had some times.
Yeah, but he also, they mentioned Flash Day, but you don't hear bloody Flash go, oh, the Arrow's retired or whatever. Like, they don't make mention of that. That guy's so back and forth about whether he's killing people or... what he stands for, what his code is. Like, he switches all the time and then he expects people to just agree with him.
I was just thinking about this the other day, apropos of nothing. But exactly, like in the first season, he kills a whole bunch of people.
Yeah.
And then he's like, actually, no, I won't.
Mm.
And then he encounters the Huntress
who
is killing people. And he's like, not in my city. And you're like, you'd think he'd go, okay, well, I killed 14 people. So you can kill 14 people. To get it out of your system, and after that, no more.
No more killing.
Because people who live in glass houses should not throw stones or shoot people with arrows
Correct.
In their heads.
Also, I think her father was bad, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's a crime boss.
And killed her mother or something,
Probably,
maybe?
Yeah.
I think that's good enough reason to shoot people with arrows.
Yeah, why not, hey?
Whatever.
Yeah.
But
you're right, he flip-flops all the time.
Yeah, and then he's just like, are you guys all with me? And they're like, not really.
Yeah.
Diggle hates him again.
Yep,
which
that's
is
true.
Probably. What do you think of the Diggle helmet? Did you diggle it?
Very good.
Thank you.
Have you written that down?
Let me check. No, I haven't.
Okay, good.
I had to check because it's something I would write down.
Look, I guess it's not the most ridiculous helmet I've ever seen.
No.
It is a very Magneto helmet.
Yes.
I guess because you don't want it to look like he's wandering around with a motorcycle helmet on his head.
No.
Look, helmet technology's moved a long way.
Sure.
But I still wasn't great.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, it's good enough.
Uh-huh. Also, it is... It's very odd.
Mm.
And that, like, Damien Dark sends in his soldiers...
Yes.
...to destroy, like, to kill a whole bunch of people in the police station.
Yep.
And a whole bunch of trained cops cannot get through their body armor.
Yeah.
Like, bullets are just sort of pinging off. And but then... We cut to Diggle and the other guys fighting these guys.
Yeah.
And Diggle puts a couple of rounds into them and they just go down. What does he know that they don't know?
He was in the bloody special forces or whatever.
No.
Is that not good enough?
No.
They don't know how to shoot between armor?
You can shoot between armor.
Probably the arrow.
Yeah, good point.
Speaking of...
What I'm saying is they're very generic bad guys and I'm not... Enjoying not them so far? Not so far, no.
It's pretty much the League of Shadows again with more magic.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
And the cop is a bad cop.
Oh, he's a bad cop now.
What do you think? Do you think the cop's just...
Shifting allegiances for no reason.
Do you think it's just like, we'll kill your daughter or we'll bring your daughter back?
Oh.
Checking that out, what it'll be? Bring back the canary?
So, oh, I say we'll bring... Okay.
Yeah.
Not if you don't play ball, we'll bring your daughter back from the dead. But if you do play ball, we'll bring your daughter back from the dead.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably it, actually, now that I... Yeah.
I mean, who knows? They may not have find out the second half of the season.
Yeah.
Do you know there was a Hal Jordan cameo?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw that.
We mentioned that earlier, didn't we?
No.
We said that it doesn't matter.
Did we really?
No, I said there's always one of the weird tropes is like a reference to another character.
Oh.
And it's... Yeah, it's how... They're in a... It's in a...
Oh, sorry. I was writing down... Did you Diggle it as you were saying that?
Oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense, actually. So, yeah, so we in one of the innumerable flashbacks.
Yes.
Sorry,
I completely missed that. Sorry you said that. Completely.
We'll edit it all smooth as silk.
Bloody oath.
We've got Amanda Waller talking to bloody what's-his-face.
Arrow.
The Arrow.
Yep.
The Green Arrow.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, there's a long establishing shot in, they're in a bar, there's a very long establishing shot of like a flight, like a pilot bomber jacket, and it's got Jordan, the name tag says Jordan.
It could be Michael Jordan. It
could be Michael B. Jordan.
Correct.
Yeah.
Man. So, all that's pretty good.
Yeah. So, have we heard on the grapevine they're going to be casting a Green Lantern?
No.
Do anything like that?
I think they were hinting, there was talk that Mimma Diggle was going to be a Green Lantern.
That's right, yeah.
I don't think they're going to do that. I think they want to leave, they have to leave him alone. Because there's certain characters I think they wanted to bring into this universe that they can't.
Yep.
Because of the movies.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if the Flash movie, that if Warner Brothers had got their shit together already, the Flash wouldn't have happened.
Wouldn't have existed at all.
I don't think so. No.
Okay.
Because especially because if they release that Flash movie and people are like, we don't like this guy as much.
Right.
Like that'll hurt.
Mm.
So, no, that's what I think anyway. Because they were going to bring in Harley Quinn. And they couldn't.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, because there was a Harley Quinn cameo. Remember, like way, way back.
That's right, yeah.
So, well, they had plans to do something with that. And they couldn't bring in... They were going to make... I think they were going to make the Adam Ted Kord.
Oh, okay.
I think I may be making that up.
Okay, yeah, sure.
But who knows? We'll see how that goes.
The best way to do it is get a whole bunch of characters, like, as kids and allude they're going to become supervillains and just bash you over the head with it but never say specifically.
And speaking of...
Yep. I watched episode one of Gotham. Yeah, I know it's like there's like five. We're like five into
three.
This.
I watched one and three.
Three.
Because some stuff happened in three.
Oh, okay, right.
It's... They got to cancel.
Because I've downloaded five episodes, which makes me think...
You've got something else.
That I've been given a series of viruses. On
that is absolutely
that's
true.
What's happened, yeah.
Look, it's not that bad.
Yep.
They're going to fucking cancel this show, though.
All right.
Because whatever they do,
yep,
people hate it.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? And look...
Because Batman has such a big fan base that you're going to have people who are like, oh, I like that new take, but you're going to have... thousands of other people going, I hate that take.
Yeah. Mm. So from the first episode, what did you like about it?
I still like Benjamin McKenzie as Jim Gordon.
No, you don't.
Mustache or no mustache. No, I'm pretty sure that's my stance on this.
Okay,
that
sure.
Always has been my stance.
Yeah, I guess
so. I don't hate him. He's pretty good. I like Bullock.
Bullock's the best.
Yeah, Bullock is the best.
He should be in the movie version of this.
Yeah.
He's wasted in this show.
What I'm saying, we should... Look, I'm probably not going to... I'll watch a few more episodes of this.
Yep.
But what I'm hanging out for is another Bullock-Alfred team-up.
Yes.
Or maybe a spin-off.
Yes.
Where they hang out and they solve crimes and they punch people real hard in their face.
And drink.
Yeah, drink.
Bloody oath. So Bullock quit drinking, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, yeah.
Because there was too much stuff happening.
Stuff.
Yeah.
But he doesn't need to drink because he quit the force.
So Gordon was fired again.
Yep.
And then he got his job back again. Pretty much the same way. Did a favor for Penguin. I don't remember.
Mm.
But
killed a man.
He certainly did.
Yeah. I don't know. See, because Gordon is supposed to be this unimpeachable moral beacon, right?
You'll love episode 3 then.
Oh, good. We'll spoil it later, but so he's doing a favor for... Like, you would think that if you've got this character and you're like, okay, he's this incredibly upstanding moral citizen.
Yep.
He is... You know, he doesn't have the martial arts skills and the money and the gadgets of Batman, but he is...
He does now in the comics.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But, you know, he doesn't have all that stuff, but he is an A-plus straight shooter kind of guy. Yeah. You'd write him as finding a different way to get the money back from this gangster.
Yes.
Than to walk in, beat them up, steal the money, and then shoot one of them, right?
Yes, that's...
Because that's on him.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not like he was walking down the street and the guy said, hey, I know you're working for the Penguin, I might get you or whatever. Mm. And then there was a shootout and he killed that guy and he took his money and he's like, well, this is opportune kind of thing. Like, this was a life or death situation for me, but it's worked out and now I'm in the Penguin's good books.
Yeah.
It was like, I'm going to go in and probably, I'm going to have to mess some people up probably. Mm. And now I've killed a guy. It's all on him.
You're right.
Ridiculous.
He should be better cop.
And that's the thing. That guy's always like, we've got to be clean cops. We've got to be this and that. And he's all... I guess the idea is he's making difficult choices.
Yeah, sure.
But Gordon shouldn't be making choices that difficult.
He should be making easier choices.
Yeah, he should be like, look, I'll become a janitor and I'll work my way back up again.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
I'll be a guy at Arkham. But they did that.
They sure did.
Yeah.
They're running out of menial jobs for him to work his way back up from.
Can I spoil the last episode?
Yes. Do we have any more to talk about in this episode?
I don't remember it.
Mr. Zazz. Mr. Zazz was in it.
Yep.
It's pretty good.
The Joker Kid was in it.
Joker Kid was in it, joking it up a storm.
What do you think of him?
Look, he's doing a pretty good Joker.
Yep.
But if he is the Joker, they've telegraphed it way too hard.
Yep.
But if he's not the Joker, why are you wasting their time?
This is... Okay.
Oh, no! What else? Okay, hang on. A couple more things and then you can get to that.
All right.
Fish Mooney isn't back yet, from what I've seen, but maybe she is back.
Nah.
He's not?
Nah.
She's probably dead?
No. Who knows?
Okay, right. Mm. It's weird that Arkham Asylum is not gender segregated. Because Barbara Gordon, previous girlfriend of Jim Gordon, is killed her parents or whatever.
Yep.
And then is sent to Arkham Asylum and just thrown in with the general population. And she's been given like a prison stripey dress. It's so odd.
I guess that's comic bookish though.
I get, but this show is walking this really weird line. And I understand because if you read a Batman comic...
I think it's walking around the line either side.
Yeah. Because if you read a Batman comic, sometimes, you know, the Arkham Asylum or Blackgate Prison will have a weird caricature-like... Like, it'd be like a prison from the 1900s.
Yeah.
Where they'll all be wearing stripy jumpsuits.
Balls and chains.
Ball and chains and stuff like that. Because it's meant to be kind of this, you know... weird horror terror circus kind of you know, this weird out of time like the Batman animated series.
Yeah, exactly,
like it could be set in any time. Maybe it's set in the past, maybe
there's
it's,
blimps, but there's TVs.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But this, like, is it supposed it's not it doesn't seem like the real world, but it's not the comic book world either.
No.
It's this you're right, it's this weird line.
It's a world where there's a very serious cop who's very serious, but there's also a man who attaches balloons
to people from his hot dog cart or whatever it is, and then he throws them into space and they never come down. Then they do.
Then they Okay.
Alright, spoil the show then.
Alright,
what else? Nothing else weird happens.
They broke out.
Yep.
She's doing her best Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
Or the Joker.
Right.
Everybody's the Joker, I guess. Okay, so episode two I didn't watch.
Okay.
But basically, they take...
What could have happened in it, though?
Jerome, the Joker kid,
yep.
goes into the GCPD with a bunch of people.
How old is he supposed to be?
17.
Don't put him in Arkham Asylum.
No, you wouldn't.
No. Oh, maybe.
Sure, yep, good.
Why not?
Good point.
Yeah.
He, like him and a bunch of criminals, I just saw this in the previously on Gotham,
oh, yeah.
shoot up this GCPD.
Again.
Yep.
Like that time Zaz did
like
it.
Like the time Zaz did it. And kill the commissioner. What's her face?
Oh, Essen.
Yeah.
Okay.
But she was a good character, actually. Yeah. I liked her. So she's dead.
Aww.
And Gordon's sort of in charge, I guess. Even okay. though I guess it probably should be Bullock. Because yeah. he was there first.
And also Gordon was just fired for misconduct. And then he's been brought back under weird suspicious circumstances. And then the commissioner has stepped down. And then, yeah, why not make him the boss? Sure.
Why not?
It's the Wild West.
It looks good. It's a good looking show.
Yeah, it's pretty good looking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, also, Bruce and Alfred blew a hole in the Batcave.
Oh, they did
they
too.
They did that. They built some explosives because Batman couldn't figure out
the keypad.
He couldn't figure out the clues, but it was Bruce.
Did you like that?
That wasn't bad.
I thought it was a good little lesson for
yeah,
him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Something off about that Batman kid.
Yeah, he's, yeah.
He's good.
He's got... The character seems like he's got severe PTSD or something.
Well, I guess he would, yeah. I guess. But he's very robotic.
He's very robotic.
And maybe the Bruce Wayne kind of charm, maybe he learns that.
Yeah, okay, that could
Because that is a face that he
yeah.
puts on. So I guess that's the way they're going with it.
Yeah, okay.
But you know what? For being a young Bruce Wayne, he's doing a pretty bang-up job, that kid.
That's very true.
Yeah. Anyway, this latest episode, Jerome and Barbara Gordon...
Yep.
Go to a fundraiser and Jerome kills a magician or something and dresses a magician.
Okay.
And he's got a fake beard.
Yes.
And
so far it doesn't sound anything like a Joker, but all right.
And Barbara Gordon's with him as his assistant and it turns out that, you know, he's holding everybody hostage and he's on TV and he's like, and he's doing all the Joker things you could possibly imagine. The maniacal laughing and he's doing every Joker impression you've ever seen
uh-huh.
or every version of that.
Yes.
It's a bit of Ledger and a bit of Nicholson and whatever. And then the guy who wants to be seen as the hero, I can't remember his name, but he's like a bad guy, billionaire, whose name I forget. He's a villain for the season. Stabs Jerome in the neck.
Wait, is it one of the Psionuses?
Yeah.
The Black Mask.
No, he's dead.
Yeah.
He died.
Yeah,
Whoever that guy was from the first episode, do you remember the one who got him killed? Who broke him all out and was like, work for me or whatever.
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah. Uh-huh.
I don't remember who he is.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay, so Jerome dies.
Yeah.
But as he's dying, he dies laughing and blood comes out of his mouth and he makes a kind of Joker smile and he's smiling and dead. And everybody on TV saw that.
Yes.
And then it's kind of like the Joker's kind of like this plague that goes through the city. And then all these people are kind of laughing and murdering after they see that. So it's kind of like this curse, plague.
So it's magic.
No, not magic. Or like an influence and whatever. So he wasn't the Joker, but he was the seed for the Joker.
What? Was there some sort of magic signal from the TV?
No.
Was there...
You're thinking of Batman Forever.
Yeah, I'm thinking of Batman Forever. So people, normal citizens of Gotham City,
yep.
as normal as the citizens of Gotham City get,
yep.
see
yep.
a magic performance on a television that they're watching, just their regular television.
I don't know if they saw that part, but they see the aftermath of it when he's got everyone hostage.
So they see a hostage situation.
Yep.
They see a child being murdered.
Yes.
And they decide, do they dress as, do they...
No, they're just laughing and stabbing people and... stuff.
What? I don't believe you.
Why would I make that up?
Seems like something you'd make up.
You know what? It's...
What is the justification? So are there police reports that the police just like, people are going and they're killing en masse.
Laughing and killing.
Like, all of a sudden? Is somebody just like at their breakfast table and they just pick up a knife and they start stabbing
There's a
their,
bit of kind
their
of that.
Husband or
There's
whatever?
There's a bit of kind of that, yeah. I can't remember exactly because I was watching it as I was editing.
Okay.
So I'm not the best person to ask.
You're one of the best people to ask.
You're probably right, I am. That's just what it is. Look, to be honest,
There better, in episode 4, the one I've downloaded that is definitely a virus, there better be some sort of explanation as to what this is.
I just think we're going to get a whole lot of people showing up who could be the Joker.
Right. Because wasn't that the idea in season 1?
That's what I remember hearing.
That Fish Mooney was going to audition a whole bunch of people, any one of whom could be the Joker.
That's what I heard, and that only happened like once.
Right, and they're like, well, that wasn't broad enough, and we've killed Fish Mooney,
and
so we need another
and
way.
And we did Red Hood.
Yeah, so we need another way to make a whole bunch of potential Jokers, because nobody cares about the show unless the Joker's in it. So let's just keep auditioning Jokers.
But the funny thing is, people were like, we liked Jerome when you brought him in one time in that one episode. Did you see that episode?
Yes.
And then they were like, we're angry you brought him back.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he got killed, they were angry that he was killed. Like, these guys cannot win.
Yeah,
like, this show is going to get cancelled because it's upsetting everybody.
Mm.
And to me, I don't give a shit. Whatever.
Right.
Some of it works, some of it doesn't. It's a weird kind of Joker virus or influence or whatever it is. Who cares? I don't care.
Right.
I'm probably not going
to
come back.
It makes no sense. Well, now I have to come back. I have to watch at least till then. I have to watch at least that scene.
Yep.
And then the aftermath where Jim Gordon's like, city's pretty crazy, isn't it?
I'm the boss.
I guess the only explanation is this is a real weird city. Well, now I'm off to get fired again. I'll see you next week when I'm the king of the universe. Because I fail up in this city.
He really does. We've talked about this before. Do you think he's going to stay with Leslie Tompkins, presuming the show doesn't get cancelled? Or do you think that he's going to meet someone else called Barbara? Because he cannot marry this woman.
No, absolutely not.
She's crazy.
Yeah, what?
She really, like, on a dime. Like, she just went from the most boring person you've ever met.
Yeah,
to just full
madness.
Full madness.
Yeah. I reckon they'll, assuming it lasts.
Yeah. And it might. Right. I'm saying.
But he also has to have a daughter called Barbara.
Yeah. Is his son called James also?
Yes.
Man.
They're the Will and Jada Pinkett Smith of their time. Just name the kids. Same names.
That's great. Mm. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
So, yep, Gotham trundles along at the same speed it's been going at, upsetting people as it goes.
Yep.
Towards
a rickety bridge.
That's it. What about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Didn't watch it?
Me neither.
Okay. But everybody says it's real good now.
I don't care. I'm not going back.
Okay.
I've had enough. I've had a bloody enough, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll watch Agent Carter and I'll give that bloody, what's it called?
Jessica Jones?
Yeah, that and the Mockingbird, whatever.
Oh, the spinoff.
Yeah, I'll give that a couple episodes. Okay. But that's me done. All right. We've talked about these shows that we sort of enjoy and sometimes watch, haven't we?
Oh, yes.
Do you know what's time for that? It's time for me to hiccup. But you know what else it's time for?
Oh, what's it time for?
What are we reading?
Oh, what are we going to read?
I'm doing the thing. What are we reading today?
Well, I was going to read...
What?
Oh, right.
What are you reading?
I was going to read, and by read I mean watch the remaining episodes of Gotham. The remaining four that I have, two of which presumably aren't real, but maybe I won't now.
I think you should still at least watch the back end of episode 3.
Okay.
Because I'd like to see you.
Maybe you're missing something in the explanation here, but I don't understand. Do you see some sort of weird transmitter that shouldn't be there that's transmitting evil rays through the television?
Not that kind of show. Or is it? I don't know.
We don't know.
Don't know, man.
I'll watch that then, I guess.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else I should watch? And by watch, I mean read.
Well, I went on a podcast this week called D&D's for Nerds, as you know.
Oh, yes.
Which is a Dungeons & Dragons Sans Pants podcast.
Oh, yes.
Now, that's not out till December, January.
Okay.
But it's pretty fun. And if you like D&D, bloody check it out.
I used to play Dungeons & Dragons back in the day.
See, I'd never played before.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of it was me going, Just, where's the quest?
Give me the quest!
But no, it was a lot of fun.
Excellent.
And it was also, if you like a guy who's really serious about Dungeons & Dragons trying to run a game as three other guys try to derail it.
Oh, that sounds pretty good, yeah.
Then you'll be bloody well into it. I also played the Star Wars Battlefront beta. I haven't been playing a lot of video games lately. I gave it a couple hours.
Uh-huh.
It's a free download. It might be offline by now by the time this comes up. It's got like, you can do a Hoth mission, which is the one I played the most. And you run out and you do the bloody Battle of Hoth, mate.
Cool.
And it's pretty good.
Can you be in a snowspeeder?
Yes.
Can you grappling hook up onto an at and then swing cut it open with a lightsaber and then throw a grenade in.
No, you cannot.
Can you find another way to throw a grenade in?
Not in it, no. They're really, they're hard to kill. For that particular map, you're obviously Rebels or Empire. And you have to either stop the AT-ATs by disabling, by jamming a signal and then rocket launching them like multiple times. You got to do that a few times. Or if you're the Empire, you just got to kind of crush everything
and take
out some beacons. I don't know. I did a lot of running around, a lot of dying, or a lot of jumping in a vehicle and then crashing it into an enemy vehicle, killing myself and them. So I did a lot of that.
Great.
Yeah. So look, it was a lot of fun. I probably won't buy it because it doesn't have a great single player campaign. Apparently it's all multiplayer and I don't.
There's a lot of games that are doing that are just single players kind of tacked on.
Yeah.
I love a single player campaign.
Me too.
Yeah. I read the latest issue of Invincible Iron Man number one.
What did you
think? He's back.
Who?
Iron Man is back. Iron Man.
What's he up to?
Building an armor, putting the armor on.
So he's not evil anymore?
No, he's back. He's back. He's back.
How'd he get back?
I can't remember.
But he's back.
Yeah, he's definitely back. He's got a new armor that once again combines the best parts of all the previous armors. And it's a new armor.
Any of it liquid?
Sort of. It's a sort of a transforming armor.
Has it got an undersheath?
Doesn't really have an
undersheath. You know, he's got like a weird kind of gold spandex suit
Doesn't have the undersheath anymore, really, no.
Okay.
But it is kind of, it's sort of, you know, he can...
It's a onesie.
Yeah, it's kind of a onesie and he can grow out, you know, new weapons and stuff like that.
Great. Right?
Looks pretty good. I mean, it's kind of an odd looking armor.
Yeah, no, I saw the cover, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It was pretty good though. It's very, very well, very intelligently written. Very, very good fun.
Is it just kind of like, everything's the same again?
Yeah, kind of. It's a reboot. It's a restart.
I like that, man. Every now and then,
yep.
Chuck it back,
Chuck it back, yeah.
Whatever. Uh-huh. Great. Yeah, yeah. I've got a recommendation here from Jens, Captain America's Mighty Shield of the podcast. Do you want to hear it?
Yes.
You sure?
Would it reflect badly on me if I said no when we just moved on?
No, I think we could move on. All right.
No, go back to it. Couldn't live with myself.
I have a recommendation of my own. Brubaker's Books of Doom. It's a 6-book storytelling Victor Von Doom story from the womb to being made monarch of Latveria. This means that it's all set up before him meeting the Fantastic Four for the first time, and it only mildly touches on his relationship with Reed Richards. All in all, great read. Keep up the mediocre work, you dickheads.
Thank you.
We will.
We were considering raising our game, but we're not going to now. Yeah.
Nah, people seem to just tolerate this, so we'll just keep doing it. Have you read that?
No,
that sounds really good.
Yeah,
it sounds very interesting. Well, Mason, it's time for letters.
Oh, letters!
But I know, as always, we've got a thing that we do.
Well, the thing we do, the conceit that we have, the trope that we do every week, the little bit that we do.
We didn't do it last week.
We forgot to do last week. Our famous bit that we always do, except when we forget to do it, is that you refuse to edit in another letters theme.
I refuse.
There we go. Thank you. So what I'd like the listeners to do, if they would be so bold, is to record their own letters theme. Sometimes we have a genre we'd like them to record it in.
Yep.
Sometimes we don't. Sometimes we say, hey, freestyle it.
Rock the microphone.
Yeah.
That's what we say.
We say that.
Mm.
And then if you could maybe put it up on YouTube and then tweet at me that you've sent it to me.
At Wikipedia Brown.
At Wikipedia Brown. And then maybe I'll just play it through my phone. That's the only way we get a letters theme. Because this tyrant of a podcast editor will not put one in for us. We did it.
We did it.
We've done the conceit again. Anyway, so a couple of weeks ago, I suggested if somebody... Because we were doing like sci-fi movies and stuff like
that.
I said if somebody could send in like a spooky sci-fi theme, maybe with a theremin in it.
Yes.
And so Henry Johnston has tweeted us with one.
Yep.
And let's just play it right now. Here's our letters theme for this week.
I'm excited.
Good. You should be.
Something with a theremin in it.
That's
so good.
Incredible.
Good work, Henry
Maybe
Johnston.
One of my faves?
Yeah. In a way, they're all our faves.
That's true. Mm. I haven't hated one yet. This time.
Next week, if you could send one in that we'd be guaranteed to hate, that would be great.
Well, next week is Back to the Future, so if you could make it time travel or Back to the Future related.
Or Huey Lewis and the News sounding.
Even better.
More like Huey Lewis and the Letters, not the News. I want a new drug. More like, I want a new letters. What other songs has he done?
Those are the two songs.
Is This It? More like, is this some letters?
He did duets with bloody Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, yeah. Cruising.
Cruising, that's the one.
Cruising, more like letters. Okay.
It's from the movie Duet, yeah, okay, I believe. Yeah. Anyway, what's up, guys? Great last few episodes.
We don't know when he sent that, though.
We certainly
don't. We might have dropped off since.
This is from Ali, who's done. He's sent in a lot of stuff. You know, he gets the Grabdat gems. Speaking of, we got a couple of great Grabdat gems this week. We got one from Wills Portatio.
For those who don't know, from time to time, Ali will go to a celebrity in the world of nerd stuff.
Yes. Yes.
And get them to, and trick them into saying grab that gem.
He got David Prowse.
He got David Prowse.
He got bloody Ray Park, who was Darth Maul. David Prowse was Darth Vader. Yeah. Anyway, but these are, we got one from Two Strangers, One Podcast.
Great.
With Wills Portatio saying grab that gem. And we got another one from Kale Jr. from Janine Garofalo.
What? That's amazing.
Look, she says Mick and Nathan.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
So
good.
Can someone put them on the Reddit, I guess? Because I'd have to find them.
Yeah.
And
that's amazing.
I like them.
Janine Garofalo and, of course, 90s image comic sensation, Wills Portatio.
Wills Portatio.
The best comic book name to say.
Absolutely it is.
Wills Portatio.
Anyway.
I assume I'm pronouncing it incorrectly.
Correct. What is your guys' take on the TV movies divide at Marvel? Do you think they should be interconnected? More interconnected, sorry.
Right.
Keep being dickheads, grab that gem. Ali.
Ooh, that is a good question. I think there's enough.
Yeah.
I think it, like if we're talking, say, Daredevil,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to see superheroes every day in that.
Sure.
In that TV, in that series, because it's a different level.
Yeah.
Like it's street level.
Yeah.
There's no, the world is not at stake at this level.
No.
But people's lives are at stake. Yep. And I want Daredevil to take care of that. I want the big guys. I mean, you know, it might be fun to see him in the movie at some point.
Absolutely.
Maybe we'll see a battle sequence in Civil War. Maybe put him in there or something like that. You know, he's fighting some street level crime or whatever.
Sure.
But I like that divide there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'd agree with that.
I would like to see, though, if we are getting a damage control series, I would like to see, I don't know if they can swing this, but maybe some battle sequences from maybe the Avengers or...
Oh.
But cut
in.
And they're like reviewing footage.
Yeah.
I'd like to see a sequence where, like, we see, you know, in the Avengers, we see, you know, they're formed. It's the third act and they're formed up as the team. And like Captain America's there and he's like, okay, you know, Iron Man, you do this. Hawkeye, you do this kind of thing, right?
Mm.
And then it pulls back and there's just like a guy filming on a cell phone. And then it pulls back. And then it's like, you see the YouTube footage of them, like as the team.
Yeah.
And then it's like Captain America's like, and Hulk, smash. And then it cuts to like a boardroom, like the New York City, like, you know, some comptrollers. And they're all surrounding Captain America. Like, you told him what? What did you do? Do you know how much this is going to cost? You told him to smash. That's what I want out of damage control. Just a whole bunch of people who are really tired
of
dealing with this nonsense.
Sick of this shit.
And there's just like damage control people in the background just like rubbing their hands together like, oh, we're going to charge them so much for this.
Cha-ching.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be great. Yeah. They should definitely play that up more. Or just at some level.
They should definitely hire us as executive producers.
Definitely.
Is what I'm saying.
I'd do it. I badmouth most of their shows.
Yeah.
Or Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. But that's okay, right? Yeah, I think because, you know, because now that the movie universe and the TV universe are even more separated because of that thing that happened with Kevin Feige, separated himself from all of that. So he answers directly to Bob Iger at Disney and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have to go through Ike Perlmutter or any of
that. Yeah.
So I think that we will see a little bit of a divide, but at the same time, I also heard that we should expect at some point to see like Daredevil and those heroes and at least referenced in movies
coming
up. But I think it only seems to really work one way at this point. You get Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. going, Thor's pretty good, isn't he?
Mm.
And then we don't see him. You know what I mean? Like
there's a lot of that.
Like the episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. that ties into Thor the Dark World, they're in the library next to where Thor had the battle with Malekith.
Yes.
And it's like, who gives a shit about this?
And we've not seen... We haven't seen Coulson back in the movie since he died.
No.
For all intents and purposes, he's still dead in the movie universe, right?
Well, that's how Joss Whedon sees it,
Yeah.
He basically said that, yes, because it confused people. If Coulson showed up, they'd be like, What? Because not everybody watches Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Very few people
Few people do.
But a lot of people like it, and that's great.
Maybe I'll watch... I'll, you know what? I'll watch... What is it? We up to three?
I don't know.
I'm going to watch episode one and see how it goes.
Good for you.
Thank you. I bet I'll be confused.
Hey, dickheads. Sully from Louisiana here with an article I just found saying Daniel Craig is done with James Bond after Spectre. He said if he did another one, it would only be for the money. Thought you might be interested. I also wanted you to know that I appreciate your comic book suggestions. It's led me to some great reads. Started listening to the podcast. I'm watching a couple of your YouTube videos. Keep up the good work, Sully. Can I be the official Totally Invincible Iron Man of the podcast?
Absolutely, you may.
Yes.
Yeah, I read that article as well.
Did he say something like, I would rather slit my wrists than be
it was dead? Like, it was blunt.
Yeah.
It was a very... yeah, and he was like, I'm only in it for the money and it's everything's garbage. He didn't say that. But it seemed like he is right in the middle. He seems
of having
to
be, a meltdown.
Yeah, he's right in the middle of the promotional stuff.
Yeah.
I think, are they still filming, maybe?
No, they're done. It's out in like 2 weeks.
Right, okay, well then, maybe they are, though. Maybe that's why he's so mad. Yeah.
There's a Marta no hands.
Yeah, exactly. But I think he's right in the middle of what I assume is a very brutal, punishing schedule of promotional stuff.
Yep.
And he seems like a guy who, when he gets tired of just saying the stock answers, he'll say whatever he wants.
Yeah.
And clearly
and that's
he's
the
been,
one that people
yeah,
pick
he's
up.
Been ground down.
Yeah. Look, he has to be.
And then they're like, who do you think should succeed you? And he's like, I don't care. What do you think that should be next in the front? I don't care.
I think the only guy who was kind of didn't want to leave was Brosnan. Everyone else was just like, I'm so sick of this shit.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, they all hate it. And you know what? He probably also knows that this will follow him forever.
Yep.
He will never escape this. Every interview he does for the rest of his life, someone's going to ask him about James Bond.
They're going to say, what do you think of the current Bond? Like, no matter what he's doing.
Yeah. Even if he's old, like super old, they'll be like, would you consider coming back as a cameo?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's going to get that forever.
It's like being a man on the moon.
It's exactly like being a man on the moon, except you look like a potato.
Precisely.
For those people who don't know, Daniel Craig looks like a potato.
For those who haven't made that connection.
I worry sometimes there's too many in-jokes in this. And by in-jokes, I mean things we said once and then presume that people would have heard it before.
I think we reset enough.
Okay, good.
Just so we're clear, Pierce Brosnan. You know what? You should end the show with that.
What?
That's your catchphrase. Your catchphrase is Daniel Craig looks like a potato.
Okay. I'm happy with that.
Good.
You don't like me stealing your catchphrase?
No! God damn it.
That's another throwback.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I can understand it. He has to do another one because he's contracted, unless they want to kick him. But I think if this one goes well, which presumably it will, even if it's terrible, it'll make a lot of money because everyone loves Skyfall.
Yeah, yeah.
So they'll make him do another one.
It might also be a case of he's negotiating in public.
That's true.
Like, I don't know if...
Connery used to do that a lot.
Yeah, like, I don't know. He's contracted with one more movie, but I don't know if the money is on the table
yet. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it might be a case of, well, if I say that I hate this and everything's the worst and I'm going to have a meltdown, they'll give me an extra.
Yeah.
Whatever. Like, if you were like, this is going to typecast me forever...
Mm.
And they were like, well, we'll give you another $10 million.
Yeah.
He'd be like, all right.
Yeah.
You've twisted my arm.
Whatever. Yeah. I guess I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. One more letter.
Okay.
It's from Chris. Hey, dickheads.
Wow.
That's three in a row.
Are you adding that?
I'm genuinely not.
Is that our Gmail filter? Does it add hey, dickhead to everything?
It may be. Question. If you could play one retro console, any console before and including the SNES, game to play for the rest of your life, what would it be? Also, can it be the official Pokemon Master of the podcast?
We might have one of those, but yes.
Mm.
Any game from any system, Super Nintendo or prior.
Yep.
Wow. I used to have an Amiga 500 back in the day.
You know it's probably not going to be good if you go back and play it.
I know. You first.
Super Mario Brothers.
The original?
No.
NES.
Sorry. Super Nintendo, Super Mario Brothers.
Super Mario World.
Yes.
Okay, right.
Because it's a pretty great game. There's a lot of variety in it, I guess. And it was kind of the peak of kind of 16-bit platforming.
Yeah, yeah.
And even games today, a lot of them don't match up to that.
And Shigeru Miyamoto recently confirmed that, yes, it is a play. Wait, I'm thinking of Super Mario 3.
What?
Super Mario Brothers 3 is a play.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
Because there's curtains. There's a curtain call.
And 2 was a dream?
2 might have been a dream.
It was. He woke up at the end.
Okay, yeah.
So, yeah, it's a classic game. But I guess you could also go... No, Donkey Kong doesn't have as tight controls.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't want to play a fighting game forever.
No.
Mm.
Imagine your thumbs.
Sore from fighting.
Yeah. When I was a kid, I had a game on the Amiga 500. It was called Hunter.
Yeah.
And it was basically... It was basically Grand Theft Auto 3, but back in the day.
Oh, okay.
It was like an isometric game, mm-hmm. but you were on a bunch of islands.
Yeah.
You could steal a whole bunch of vehicles, and you could like shoot people.
That sounds great.
It's pretty great. And I never finished it. So if I had infinity time,
you
like
could
if I was
that.
Damned for all eternity, I guess I could finish it.
Absolutely.
Oh, wait. Secret of Monkey Island.
Yeah, but that's...
finite.
Yeah, it's funny, but like, what do you...
I mean, I don't see that. That's the thing, though. I don't play that many video games. Am I forced to play it every day?
I guess if you want to.
Right.
Because otherwise you just put it down.
Yeah. Man, Secret of Monkey Island was real good.
I'd play something with the FX chip, like that Star Fox
Star
game
Fox, yep.
That everyone
something
loves.
Something with Mode 7.
Yeah, but it looks terrible.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Super Mario Bros.
All right, fine. I'm going to go with that thing that I said.
Good work. Or you could say Super Mario All-Stars, which has got four Mario games
in
one.
Oh, twist.
I'd still go
That's
World.
A loophole, yeah.
I've actually got another letter here I've actually put in by accident.
Oh, yeah,
this
I'll take it.
Four letters. I don't care for this, but I guess I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Hello, Jay and Mason. I hope you're okay. I know you hear this all the time, but thank you for all the work you put in for the podcast. We love it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I have a few questions.
Most people just call us dickheads. I don't know if you've noticed that.
Yeah, we didn't get that time. Yes. We do call a lot of people dickheads, though. And what goes around comes around.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm. One.
When you're pointing at someone,
yeah.
You're really pointing three fingers back at you. See what I'm saying? See? Look.
I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense. Yeah. I mean, it makes sense.
Doesn't make those people less of dickheads, though.
Certainly doesn't. Yeah. I'm going to point with my, like this.
That's right, yeah.
Full hand point.
Yes.
One, are you watching Heroes Reborn? What do you think of it so far? Katana Girl's powers look a bit weird for heroes, but overall, I'm hooked.
I haven't seen it. It's great. I don't know. I couldn't say.
I agree. I also haven't seen it. I probably won't see it because I'll probably cancel it at the end of the season.
Right.
Two. No, well, actually, I have no idea. I heard it didn't have an amazing start, but that's all I've heard.
Yeah.
But if Vanji here writing this letter
says...
Look, if
horn-rimmed glasses guy is in it...
good enough for
you. Give it a whirl.
Number two.
They call them Evos now.
Really? Because they can't say mutant?
Probably.
Do they call it mutants in the old ones?
No.
Okay. Two, has your friendship with Mason changed since you started the podcast? Are you guys worried that you might have a big fight? Do you avoid heated arguments knowing you'll have to see each other the following week?
All arguments right. About what?
Yeah. I think this is the best Batman.
Okay.
All right.
Right,
see you next week. Oh, maybe. I guess it could happen.
Well, I don't know. I mean, this primarily was an excuse to actually see each other once a week.
That's true.
More than anything else.
Because we spent, I don't know, because I kind of went away for a bit.
Yep.
And came back.
Yep.
And we just thought, let's do a podcast. And then we did.
Yeah. Pretty good story, right? That's a secret origin.
That is, and yeah, exactly. So we could see each other once a week. And now we used to live far apart, but now we live closer.
Yeah.
So that makes it easier, doesn't it?
Sure does.
It's a real journey, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
So yeah, but
yeah,
we really just used to do this anyway.
Yeah, this was an excuse to, like, these are the conversations we would have anyway.
Yes.
So.
You're welcome?
Yeah, you're very welcome. Unedited, we trail off a lot. We assume that we know what the other person is thinking, so we don't even finish our sentences.
Correct. We get a lot of hate mail.
Yeah.
Same as before.
Yeah. It's mostly it's just shouted from like sidewalks.
Yeah.
Idiots.
Question number three. Would you be willing to do a commentary for Back to the Future? Are you planning to celebrate October 21st, 2015? In any way. There we go. It's 21st. No, we're probably not going to do a commentary because we don't have time.
Mm-hmm.
But we will do a Back to the Future episode, like I said. And, oh, I forgot to mention, I may be getting, there's a foundation which we... are going to be doing... So I'm just going to look it up right now because I forgot!
It's good to have the computer there, isn't it?
It's great. It's like living in the present. Here we go. I found it.
Okay.
So there's an organization called the Hill Valley Preservation Society in England. And the idea is they collect money to put towards Parkinson's research, which, as everybody's aware, disease that Michael J. Fox developed in the early 90s and then has kind of gone full-blown... in a bad way.
Mm.
Matt has reached out from this place and he said, look, we've got a couple of they're having a fundraiser and they've got a couple of original cells to give away from the movie.
Fantastic.
And anybody who donates any money to this can go into the running to win these two cells.
Fantastic.
So the idea is if you go to facebook.com/thehvps, which is the Hill Valley Appreciation Society.
Preservation Society.
Preservation, because... I was going to say that should be AS, but, yeah, but no, they did get it right. He says there's a link at the bottom, and if you tag their donation with the Weekly Planet, they'll put all the names in a hat and draw them out.
Oh, great.
So that's super exciting. Mason and I will be donating also at least 22 cents. Is that right? Is that what
probably
we decided?
More than that.
Yeah.
I think we said more than
we
that.
We did say more than
22
that.
22 cents, even with the exchange rate, is not a lot of money.
Certainly isn't.
Yeah,
we'll be chipping in like maybe $50 each.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, good, yeah.
But you know, if anything you could donate would be amazing. And
if I win, I refuse to take the prize. I'm going to throw it out of a moving car.
At 88 miles per hour.
Yeah.
Yes. So it's a great cause. If you want to win anything or if you'd like to help out this organization, please give that a look. We'll also talk about it again next week, and then I guess we'll announce it the week after.
Yes.
I've got to speak to Matt about that to confirm that. But pretty cool. Again, I'll probably remind everybody up front next week in a more kind of condensed and better way, because I've just kind of stumbled through this. So I apologize. But if you like stuff that you've won, sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
All right. That's the show for this week.
That's the show.
Next week, like we said, Back to the Future, Star Wars commentary at weeklyplanet.bandcamp.com for The Empire Strikes Back. You can also, if you're a Patreoner, patreon.com/MrSundayMovies, you can get that for free, or you can sign up for that and then play it, or you can go to the Bandcamp website and just play it straight from there. Mason thinks it's the best commentary we've ever done.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's pretty good. It's okay.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I like it.
We're happy with it, I guess. I mean, we don't listen back to it.
No.
So we have no idea. But
and even if we did, we'd have to watch the movie again.
Yeah.
Doesn't really work.
And that would be weird.
Yeah, very odd.
Listen to yourself talk about a movie as you watch a movie.
Oh, and then we re-commentate over that.
Yeah.
Oh, we should do tell you what, here's an idea. Once we've run out of movies to commentate over, all the movies, we do another set of commentaries where we listen to we watch the movie again with the commentary over the top, and we do a commentary on that.
Brilliant.
And it'd just be a lot of me going, ooh, I missed a chance for a joke there. I'm not doing well in this one. Was I tired? I must have been tired. Probably didn't get a lot of sleep.
This is a long movie when you watch it again.
Yeah.
Where can they find you and us?
Oh, we're weeklyplanetpod at Gmail and Facebook and Twitter if you want to send us some sort of message.
Correct.
I'm at Wikipedia Brown.
I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies.
Also follow at The Weekly Planet for all sorts of goodies.
All sorts of goodies.
And by goodies, I mean all the important good information that we miss.
Yes.
All the interesting stuff.
Goes up there all the time. And as always, thanks for listening.
Thanks to the Brutal the Basilisk for the theme songs.
Thank you. And for anybody who contributes a lettuce theme.
Yeah.
We love it, even if we don't play it. Thanks to Wilsh Portatio.
Thanks to Wils.
Wilsh.
Wils. Wils.
All right.
The Portage.
The Portage.
All right, grab that gem, you guys.
Daniel Craig looks like a potato?
Yeah.
All right.
That's going to come back and bite us in the ass.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And by that, you mean Daniel Craig's going to beat me to death?
Yeah.
He's got Hollywood muscles. I reckon I could take him.
Yeah, true.
He'd kill me. All right.
That's a great catchphrase, that whole
thing. Oh, the dog woke up. Hello. You're all right. You're a good dog. I like your spirit. Okay. See you guys.
We like your spirit, guys. See you next time. Bye.
I meant the dog.
We don't like your spirit, guys. Just dog spirit.
All right.
Bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.